Tigers Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto recently expressed his hope or expectation for direct flights from Bali to Moscow and vice versa. Mr. Erlangga, after attending a Russia-Indonesia business meeting Monday, said the flight is important to support business between Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and its partners. And reported by Tempo, Mr. Erlangga believes that the plan can be implemented quickly. Successfully landed on the podium of GT World Challenge Asia 2025 AM category in Mandalika Circuit Lombok on Sunday. Reported by Tempo, one of the winners was David Chiptobiantoro and Christian Colombo from Garage 75 emerged as the first champions using a Ferrari 296 GT3. Meanwhile, another Indonesian name, Satyawan Santoso and Martin Berry from EBM, lost in the second position. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. Shared for all human race and not exclusively to the colonizer. Sultan Hasanuddin was known for being a firm person who is also courageous and never gave up. And for those qualities, the Dutch colonizers dubbed Sultan Hasanuddin as the rooster after he is. And listener, that is quote of the day. Welcome to Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful Keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Safi and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song written and originally performed by Rio Clappy was released on March 1st, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listen, let's enjoy the song by Ayub Safi and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening. Oh, come to add a water service voice of Indonesia. And the reciprocal tariff policy is still something, well, trending not only in Indonesia but also in the world. And for it, Indonesian delegation, led by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, will visit the United States from April 16th to 23rd to negotiate on the reciprocal tariff policy. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the team sent by President Prabowo Subianto includes several ministers and heads of government agencies. Meanwhile, Minister of Foreign Affairs secured a departure for Washington DC on Monday to prepare for the negotiation process. Meanwhile, Minister Hartarto and Deputy Chair of the National Economic Council, Mari Eka Pangestu, will fly to the US on Tuesday or today. And then the Minister of Finance, Sri Mulyani Indrawati, and Deputy Finance Minister, Thomas Juwandoro, will also join in the delegates' audience to help with the negotiations itself. Although the Minister of Finance, Sri Mulyani Indrawati, is set to attend the spring meeting of the IMF World Bank in Washington DC to be held on April 21st until 26th. Listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations from across Indonesia, and also your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using the like, comment, share, and live chat on the application. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. features and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is famed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Missing somebody they love, or maybe being with somebody they love right now, maybe being there for them is apparently enough, more than words can tell you. Listener, recently to support the connectivity between Batam and Riau Islands and other parts of the world, our coordinating minister for infrastructure and development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, officiated the International Gold Coast Bangkong Ferry Terminal in Batam, Riau Islands. And it was reported by AmbarNews.com, this terminal was the fifth international seaport in Batam that is expected to, as I told you before, improve the connectivity and also tourism activity in Indonesia. Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono said that the sea transportation infrastructure is very important in strengthening access of the Riau Island to the neighboring countries, including Malaysia and Singapore.
Voice of Indonesia.
bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia. Air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety valve for the mainland from the pond of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Global Tribe Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, in fact, is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially Aceh, of course the impact also reached here.
Chris
then told me at that time we were in Tennessee, in the Bahama area, you are right. At that time, it was resident that suddenly the water high tide. The water was also heavy. That's the real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as a mile thick in this mangrove area. But it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high. We were also surprised at that time.
Alhamdulillah,
thanks. We confessed to God that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland, especially in Bali at that time. That's what we see. That's one of the functions of the mangrove forest. As the food and guard, the coastline, and the island that we have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BREEAM. Exactly. When tsunami inbound, for example, we got very clear information that there was no flood in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seepage, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production family of the chianchis of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. And secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food, means, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic growth which, of course, together, we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been defined because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Saripa, a researcher from BREEAM. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last 2 decades, and yes, in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several spatial forums. Why is it important? Because there are two benefits, not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of great infrastructure, such as a trekking. It is very profitable for this one community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So, the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this halo, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Murah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
We have
plenty of down catches. Whereas fishermen who have local catches at the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is for once at most. It has seasonability. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop. We can catch fish every day, and there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, shrimp, and other species that are living and without operating cars and catfish, and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature? There's no limit to the number of fish we catch, but if the crab has a size, the size that can be caught is 250 grams, which is the lowest, then the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch nets that we use to catch other fish. But there are crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch. We cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population deployment can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life. We are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen a reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove streams, the loss of wildlife, the loss of living land, because the land has to retreat, because the seawater is eroding land there. So, strengthening the ecosystem services, such as the mangroves or disaster risk reduction, can help. For example, in the Tarzan Islands, Jakarta, while improving the mangrove communities around small islands, they are helping with living land, and also having benefits for tourist activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome while the economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction? This is very drastic, yes. We talk about responsibility, actually, ideally, it is a shared responsibility, and shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level, and that for success is synergism or in line, so there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let a community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy, so it must be in line. as an implementary as well as the chairman of the joint business group Sagara Guna Global Chai Wahai Bali. What is the help from Wayang Kona Antara? For the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage down the stream, which will eventually end up in this yellow forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, so that the environment can be well maintained.